Now listen carefully.
The three devices I'm going to talk about today measure three basic electrical parameters: current, voltage, and resistance. The first practical measuring device is the ohmmeter. When the ohmmeter is connected across a circuit element, it can measure the resistance of the element. However, you need to remember one important rule here. We can only measure the resistance of an element when it is disconnected from any other circuit. The ammeter is the second device I want to mention. When the ammeter is connected in series with a circuit element, such as a resistor, it can measure the current flowing through the element. There are two important things to remember if you want an accurate reading. First, as I just mentioned, the ammeter must be placed in series with the element, and not across it, as in the case with the ohmmeter. Secondly, the ammeter should not affect the flow of current in any way. If it does this, it will cause a voltage drop, and the measurement will no longer be the true current flowing in the circuit. Therefore, we can say that an ideal ammeter has zero internal resistance. The last device I want to look at today is the voltmeter. This can measure the voltage across a circuit element. Voltage, as you probably remember, is the difference in potential between two points in a circuit, so the voltmeter needs to be connected across the element. There are a couple of points you need to remember about the voltmeter. First, as I just mentioned, the voltmeter needs to be placed in parallel with the element, and not in series with it. Secondly, the voltmeter should not take any current away from the element whose voltage it is measuring. Otherwise, it won't be able to measure the true potential difference. So, the voltmeter should have an infinite internal resistance. This, of course, is the complete opposite of what we said about the ideal ammeter. So, for both the ammeter and the voltmeter, we need to consider the practical limitations of the devices we use. There will always be some series resistance to the circuit because of the presence of the ammeter. Similarly, a voltmeter will always draw some current away from the measured circuit. This is simply part of the difference between a perfect world and the world as we know it.
Listen again.
The three devices I'm going to talk about today measure three basic electrical parameters: current, voltage, and resistance. The first practical measuring device is the ohmmeter. When the ohmmeter is connected across a circuit element, it can measure the resistance of the element. However, you need to remember one important rule here. We can only measure the resistance of an element when it is disconnected from any other circuit. The ammeter is the second device I want to mention. When the ammeter is connected in series with a circuit element, such as a resistor, it can measure the current flowing through the element. There are two important things to remember if you want an accurate reading. First, as I just mentioned, the ammeter must be placed in series with the element, and not across it, as in the case with the ohmmeter. Secondly, the ammeter should not affect the flow of current in any way. If it does this, it will cause a voltage drop, and the measurement will no longer be the true current flowing in the circuit. Therefore, we can say that an ideal ammeter has zero internal resistance. The last device I want to look at today is the voltmeter. This can measure the voltage across a circuit element. Voltage, as you probably remember, is the difference in potential between two points in a circuit. So the voltmeter needs to be connected across the element. There are a couple of points you need to remember about the voltmeter. First, as I just mentioned, the voltmeter needs to be placed in parallel with the element, and not in series with it. Secondly, the voltmeter should not take any current away from the element whose voltage it is measuring. Otherwise, it won't be able to measure the true potential difference. So, the voltmeter should have an infinite internal resistance. This, of course, is the complete opposite of what we said about the ideal ammeter. So for both the ammeter and the voltmeter, we need to consider the practical limitations of the devices we use. There will always be some series resistance to the circuit because of the presence of the ammeter. Similarly, a voltmeter will always draw some current away from the measured circuit. This is simply part of the difference between a perfect world and the world as we know it.
This is the end of the test.